Diksha,
Hi, this is Pratik.
we welcome you to our podcast, Sustainability 101. Hope you are all doing great and striving for a better environment. We know you have been keenly waiting for us to bring you this brand new podcast with yet another high-functioning guest. We have been thinking hard what to bring you next and how to make it more exciting after such a great response from you guys. So just hold a teensy bit longer for our incredible guest today.
Yes, but before that, season two. Can't believe. Still feels like Pratiksha and I started this podcast journey yesterday. well, time flies. So if you're new to Sustainability 101 podcast, make sure to check out season one of our podcast where we talk about the highly crucial topics like water, waste, gender, equality, food, energy, and make sure you follow the tips in those episodes for slowly making your way to a sustainable lifestyle.
We have another such individual who has achieved quite a tremendous amount of success for his age.
I know, right? He's the co-founder and director of RecycleX. This company recycles and makes sustainable and innovative ideas for construction purposes.
In simpler terms, he's helping us live our lives in guilt-free homes. I read an interesting quip somewhere that being in construction is a matter of facing the future with confidence. Makes sense, right? Because you are leaving your legacy for posterity.
That's totally right. And he has been involved with the strategic advisory for investment promotion and financial instruments for the United Nations program. He has also been involved in decision making and the high level representation in order to face urban challenges in developing nations. He also has received the Best Sustainable Environmental Award at the American Society of Civil Engineers, USA.
He has worked with companies like Swachhalay, Paramount Constructions, Incel, etc., etc. This list could go on and on. Ab naam bata hi dete hai, right? Kafi anticipation ho chuka hai already. Our beloved guest for today is Vedant Gandhi. Welcome to our Sustainability 101 podcast, Vedant.
Thanks. Thank you, guys. I'm privileged to be here.
Welcome, Vedant. It feels good to have you here.
Welcome you, Vedant. My first question to you is, how was your childhood like, and when did you build a mindset where you wanted to work towards a better environment?
Thanks, Pratiksha. My childhood was really okay. It was not that fancy. I come from a really middle-class background, upper middle class. So we are typical 50-year-old construction business. And my whole life, whole childhood, I have just seen buildings everywhere, construction going on. And even in my home, I have always seen, you know, some or the other, after 2 or 3 months, some interior work is going on. So my interest into construction first was, you know, coming from this background. But apart from that, what I used to do daily when I was like just in fourth or third standard, when these workers used to go home after the work. So, you know, my mom was not there at home. So I always used to take their tools and, you know, make some kind of things from that. And then she always used to caught me that, you know, ye lag jayega tumhe, ye ho jayega. Could not save me, that could not, you know, my passionate about the construction industry. And after, so I just completed my 10th, like till 10th grade, I was in Gujarat. And then I planned, I don't wanted to pursue like a proper science and all. So I planned to do diploma because I was sure that after, you know, like I always wanted to be a civil engineer. I was not good at architecture things, but I was passionate about, you know, how construction goes on. And there, my journey starts from after 10th grade. So after 10th, complete my diploma in civil engineering. Then I work for a year with my, you know, family business, and you know it gives me a lot of passion about this civil engineering field. Then I plan to do my bachelor's. Okay. I moved to Mumbai. I got my admission in Nasir Munji. Starting years, it was tough for me, you know, just coming to a new city and, you know, settling out myself. Apparently, my professors were really good, that, you know, they always saw something in me that I was always interested into.
As we know that Vedant, like, you're the co-founder and director of RecycleX. So let me tell you, like, RecycleX is India's first startup which manufactures construction products from plastic, industrial and CND waste. So CND waste is construction and demolition waste. How cool is that, guys, right? So, like, I've done my bachelor's in civil engineering and I could understand most of the terms you were saying. And I'm very much aware about the tons of construction and demolition waste which occurs in the world. The demolition waste accounts for almost 90% waste from the construction industry. This is so huge. And I'm very much eager to know, Vedant, like, from where did you get this idea of RecycleX? What was the Eureka moment for you?
Okay. So, you know, I'll continue from where I left. I just completed my bachelor's. So during our fourth year, we got an opportunity to participate in the American Society of Civil Engineers. It's an international students conference, which is held in Carolinas every year. So we were the first Indian team to participate there. So there were different competitions. So we took part in various competitions. One of them, so I was the founder of Team Technocrats in my university. So we, you know, we represented India for the first time there. And it was the first time, you know, as an Asian team was competing it with almost 100 teams there. So there was various competitions. So one of the competitions was to make sustainable housing. So what we planned at the, you know, we planned to design a low-cost housing for the poor people who are living on the coastal areas. Like, how to make the home sustainable. What kind of cheap products or natural products we can use, you know, which doesn't emit which is a negative carbon industry. So we did a lot of technology research and then we made our model and we won the first award there, and which was like 3 awards we got there. So it was the first Indian team. So, you know, from this time, like in the third year, it's back in 2015, 2014, this my interest came for the sustainability things in the environment and all. So after completing that, you know, I was working with NGO Swachhalai. So I'm a co-founder of NGO Swachhalai. So we were consulting BMC for the toilets of slums in Mumbai. Right. So this idea was very appreciated by Prime Minister. So he called us in Delhi to know more about this project. And we helped them out, you know, to organize how this Swachh Bharat Abhiyan to make the policies. To help them with the policies, you know. From that time, you know, I was always passionate about the toilets and all. You know, sanitation is the basic need for a human in India, which is, and the Prime Minister and the government is planning to, you know, like to close the open deflection by 2022. And that time, I thought, you know, the toilets are the main need things in our country, and. When I moved to Germany, I did my master's in smart cities and sustainable planning and all. Then I started working for UN. That time I saw that, Germany, they have a lot of redevelopment projects going on. So what they do is all the CND waste, what they take, they use again for the reconstruction. So I thought, and the recycling facilities are so nice in European countries that I thought this is the best time why we should not start something in India. And just before COVID, I planned to move back. I didn't have any plans. If I'm going to move, I quit my job. I was working in a startup in UN. And my parents were like, are you mad? Why are you coming back to India? Like, are you really sure you would want to quit the country after 5 years? I didn't have any plans. Packed my bags, like in just 1 week, quit my job. And before COVID, I came here, moved to India. And then I gave a lot of thought, you know, there are so many problems with plastic pollutions. And what I learned in Germany is the recycling thing. So what, and then I met Abhishek, my co-founder, during the lockdown. Like, it was just a random LinkedIn message to one of the 22-year-old guy. And I was like 20, small, 28. We thought, chalo kuch karte yaar, matlab kuch to karna aisa. We gave a lot of thought. मतलब पूरा lockdown में people think it was a bad time for, but we हम लोग सोचते कि बहुत सही time है, because it's the best time to do a lot of research, and we had a talk with almost 500 people. We did survey all over India, what is the plastic problem going on, what is the construction problem going on. And we face ke chala India mein there is not a single, you know, any city don't have a proper CND based plant. Like now if you're talking about Mumbai, all redevelopment projects are coming up, but what if they're, you know, demolishing this waste, they're just going to dump in landfill. And then we were just thinking about the policies. The government has drafted so good policies that every city should have a CND waste plant, where all the CND waste from the city is collected and it's dumped in this machine, and then you get sand and aggregate from that. So we thought CND waste is fine. So first we thought ke chalo sirf plastic waste karte, but when we were planning research and design, we thought industrial waste bhi hai, CND waste bhi hai. So how we can know this is the best composite material for a construction industry? Okay, we eradicate cement. We don't use cement in our products. So it's first thing. Plastic industry is not a most polluted, but the cement industry is the very biggest. Talking about the pollution terms. So we, you know, we use green concrete. We use plastics and we use CND waste for making these paver blocks and bricks for toilets. So this is how we know recycle XVC. And the name, we were thinking about a lot of names.
So
so we thought ke bahut sare waste hai aise, so we can recycle every kind of waste. So it's like an X, it's like kind of an infinity. So that is how, you know, recycle X form.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so like you told about the logo designing thing, and I feel like, you know, it's an important aspect when you're starting your business, right?
Yeah. A lot of aspects are there, you know, when you are establishing a startup.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, like, could you like explain our listeners in short, like what process RecycleX follows and how is it working on its current projects?
Yeah. So just give a brief introduction, you know, as you all know, RecycleX, we are the first startup to make green construction products like building materials, which are like tiles, paver blocks, and bricks and curbstones and many other things. So how the process goes on? First, we have a huge team of rag pickers. We work with various NGOs who work with us. We partner with them. So these rag pickers, a team of rag pickers, they pick waste, plastic waste from the city. What kind of plastic waste we are working is like single-use plastic and multi-layer plastic. So these two type of plastic are something that, you know, no one is ready to buy back. If you talk about, you know, purani balti ho gaye, this is all kind of all plastic tumblers which is recyclable. But what about the sabji ki theli, you know, kurkure packets and all? We have NGO, you know, they pick up like waste daily on daily basis. So what a good thing about this is that if you buy from Kabadi Balas, so we give a direct, you know, premium prices to this rag pickers. So, you know, like ek Kabadi wale ko beech mein se nikal ke, we give them a proper price range, a good quality of price range to this rag pickers. So this rag pickers, they pick up the plastic waste from there. This plastic waste is then segregated, single use and MLP. There are different kind of grades. We separate them. We, you know, we dry them. We have different technology. We shred this plastic to make in a fiber form. So this is now the whole process of plastic. Talking about the industrial waste, we work with various big companies like Aditya Birla, Reliance. So we have a tie-up in a collaboration with them that they just dump on landfills. They make fly ash ponds and all. So what we do is that we check this. First of all, it's a non-hazardous waste, because if it's hazardous waste, we cannot use directly. We check the grades. We send to the laboratories the samples, and we get them tested, and then you know, it's sent to our recycling center. Talking about the CND waste plant, there is one CND waste plant. We procure some of the recycled aggregate, some of the recycled sand from them, like the city CND waste. We have a collaboration with one of, so this is the first plant we started like 2 months before with Bharuch Municipal Corporation.
Nice.
So we have our own composite material. We have different proportions, and then we mix it and make all different kind of, you know, this building materials. Currently, we are working with companies like Zydus, you know, Technic FMC. These are all under CSR projects. We have our own village upliftment program, where we, you know, employ different youth of the villages for starting in recycling centers, and we work directly with government for buying these paver blocks for cities, for making footpaths, garden landscapes. A major thing is in toilets. We work with various CSR funds to make these toilets all over India. So this is the plan. Yeah.
Okay. So Vedant, what can a common man do for this initiative? Like, what do you feel what common man can do for this initiative?
So I'll suggest to all your listeners also that, at least in your home, what I learned from Germany. We had to pay a lot of fine if you don't segregate the waste from home itself. So I'm talking about my home. I had 5 dustbins there, paper waste, okay, plastic waste, even in plastic, different e-waste, municipal waste. So I prefer all your listeners, all people also that please segregate your waste from the source itself, because it's very tough for the government separate it. So, government is responsible for taking your solid waste. But even if I'm talking about talking to various companies like Lay's or any kind of FMCG companies, what the policy says that if you're buying a biscuit, you are buying a biscuit from a company, not the wrapper. Fine. So the company who is manufacturing this biscuit is a responsible person to take that package back. So this is what a policy says. And in this moment, we as a company, a startup, we help this FMCG companies to, collect their waste and then make into this construction materials. Yeah.
Amazing.
So I mean, Germany, what I learned there, there's so amazing system there. We used to buy the Coca-Cola bottle. So we used to pay 30 cents for the Coke and 30 cents extra for the bottle. So, at the monthly plan, we had 100-200 bottles at home, and we used to go back to the, supermarket. They have a big machine. We put all these bottles back, and we get these coupons for groceries and all. So this is the thing, government really need to do in India, because we don't have a systematic segregation technology and a supply chain.
That's really true. That I agree on that. And with all your experience and being internationally, that I think have added a lot of skills in you, and has I'm pretty sure that is gonna value your startup and is gonna take you to sky mountains, right? With growing up, some of us have their ideals fixed. So they imagine themselves at some position where their idols are. So for you, could you tell us who were your idols when you were growing up?
Not talking about the idols, but I followed the ideology behind that person. So we everyone have seen, India changing from, just if I'm talking about before 4, 5 to 6 years, people were just throwing out waste from their home, like I say, fake the people. No awareness. So I'm not telling I'm idolizing the prime minister, but I'm telling that I just like the one thing about him, that after starting the first Bharat movement, Abhiyan, itne sare, the government has funded so many, for camping and all, for at least awareness campaign. Collection and all, but now I think even my mom or grandparents and everyone, pehle kaise the bar fek do, no one is seeing, it's fine. But abhi ek banda, ek traffic pe bhi koi khada hai, bar kuch fek raha hai, to people are seeing him. This was what awareness.
Abhi awareness
and this is when it happened, when government started this initiative. Care agar aisa ka aisa chalta raha, to purani jaisa bhi tha. So, abhi to kitna bada hota. Malab, all the cities will be so bad. Why we are always talking, wow, US is so clean, why Europe is so clean, why not India? Because it's us people who have to think about this. Why can't
That's
we?
True.
Awesome.
And for this, the behavioral change has to come. And I'm sure after some point of time, we won't be there, but we are close to achieve that as well. Hopefully, yes.
All right, let's get to some fun. Right, Pratik?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Much needed.
Yeah. So, Pratik, let's play a game.
I know. So, next question to you, Vedant, would be, never have I ever lied to my boss.
I lied a lot of times. And Pratiksha knows
Yeah, actually, I know because we are colleague and hum log pehle bhi ek saath kaam kar chuke ki project pe, so we know how much we lied to our boss. So
well,
next question.
I feel good today, you know, not just lying. But we learn a lot from them. When you're lying also, it's good, but you should tell in some good way.
third question. Never have I ever messed up a Zoom call or a meeting. What is your answer?
I have messed up a lot of times. And not just a basic call. I messed up a very high diplomat call also sometimes. Voice is
no problem.
It's all right, but yeah. It happens with everyone, I guess. With me also. Yeah. So now I would like to divert this beautiful conversation which deals with. Thank you, Vedant, for your answers. Well, I would quickly like to divert this beautiful conversation to a question which deals with awards. So recognition is something which boosts the engagement in a person. And I feel it makes you feel more good about yourself. So what are your thoughts about recognition, Vedant? And could you share how it feels like after receiving the various awards which you received?
Not only talking about a personal life, but if I'm talking on aspects of a startup, it's very important, to take part in different competitions or any kind of sessions also. Why? Because it just talking about the LinkedIn thing, we just won an award. It was like an India-Australia Sector Economic Challenge. We were the top first startup from 800 applications around two countries. And we won the India-Australia Sector Economic Challenge. So we just posted that. And the social media has so big power itself. Just within 36 hours, my whole LinkedIn was full. Awards play a really good role because after that, the way you get a recognition in the form of, of big collaborations, I'm getting messages from so many big CEOs of various corporates, and now we are tying up on a very good level. So awards and recognition, very important thing in your life, not only your social media things, but printing media or TV media, because if you're talking about not just about doing a social work, but we are profit-making startup. So we are if you are in the highlight, if you are in limelight, I can say, procurement managers of all these companies and government, ULBs, they are, following you. They are eager to see what you are doing, what's the next step Recyclex is doing. So they also want to get, procurement from us and many, many things for tie-ups and all.
That's true.
I feel it's really good thing.
Moving on, the next game segment is Would You Rather. So, would you rather always say everything on your mind or never speak again?
Okay.
Vedant?
it's a tricky question. Not tricky, but it depends on the situation sometimes, if it's a right moment to talk about that, or it's better to, hear people and then come up with your perspective, but after some time. So I like to just directly say, if I'm very conscious and curious to tell the other person, this is this thing, then it's fine. So I'm very curious to just directly answer even without knowing it.
Cool. So
everything on your mind, right?
Yeah. So the next one is a bit tricky one. It goes, would you rather be poor and work at a job you love, or be rich and work at a job you hate? What's your answer, Vedant?
Tricky. Okay.
No, it's not. I would rather, poor and I'll do the job what I like, because it makes me passionate about. If I'm more passionate about that work, then if not now, I don't have a good money. But if I'm passionate about that work, then maybe in 2 years, 3 years, I will be, very successful if I'm very passionate about that work, even if I'm not getting paid or whatever it is. Exactly.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, on the next one, say the first thing that comes to your mind when we say the following words. First word is passion.
Startup.
Okay. Job.
No, said no, I cannot do.
Okay, you cannot do jobs. Okay.
No,
Okay,
I'm very
nice.
married.
So you want to be a director position every time.
No, it's not like that, but even I why the reason of quitting a really paid job, like really good paid job, why I quit? Because I always wanted to do something for my own. It gives me good feeling, because I'm अगर मैं खुद के लिए काम करना चाहता हूँ, बस. इवन इफ आई एम नॉट पेड वेल, दैट्स फाइन, बट आई डोंट वांट टू बी अदर नो फ्रॉम बॉस, ए तू ये कर तू वो कर. आई कैन नॉट डू दैट थिंग इवन इफ आई एम इन
Okay.
गुड पोजीशन.
Yeah. So these are next few words which I'll ask. So what comes to your mind when you hear the word green building?
Climate change. Climate
Is
change pollution.
Recycle X?
Recycle X. Lot of things are there, but maybe if I'm just talking about
You can tell. You can tell us.
okay, if it's just a recycle X, then changing the Indian construction industry, like changing the whole building material industry within like 5 years.
Revolutionizing, maybe
Oh,
like revolutionizing the, yeah,
revolutionizing
good. Awesome. And the
the
last
construction.
podcast.
Oh, I feel better than webinars. I really like podcasts because you
Okay.
talk a lot. Sustainable 101.
Yeah,
Thank you
you
so
are
much.
right. And we aim to have this word on everyone's mouth, like, when they hear podcast, it should be always sustainability 101.
Yeah.
That's what we are looking for, right, Prithi?
Yeah, and
I know I'm
you
not
did pretty
following
good,
your
I must
season.
say.
I'm following
Okay,
season
wait.
one also. And then it's so nice to hear all the people you are getting, and it's amazing to hear
Yeah.
to get so much of knowledge what they're specifically doing in their respective field. Thank you so
Yeah,
much.
right. Okay, Vedant, we have also come to know that you love traveling. What are your favorite places, and which place did you find the cleanest amongst all?
Okay. Oh, I've traveled a lot so far. So yeah. So the main reason to move to European country was after my completing my bachelor, I thought I really want to travel the world, and the best way to go was to go for masters. I went there. My course was 1.5 year. I thought let's chuck it. I'll complete by 2.5 years. I will travel. I traveled so far like 26 countries. So my main goal was, by 30 years, I want to travel 30 countries. So, and I go for very budget travel, like very budget travel, solo backpacking. The best places what I like so far, it depends on the mood, if you're, yeah. So, I don't like France, because it's more like in India. The waste management in the country is good, but the mentality of the people are the same. The waste is lying overall somewhere in the streets, and people are not caring about the segregation and all. Talking about the cleanest city, what I like is Copenhagen, because I did a case study on that city. We did a waste management case study, so I went there for 10 days. Studying the whole city, the people are so nice, and they are so systematic recycling things and clean. The cities have the automatic dustbins. You know, once the dustbin is full, it automatically sends the message to the municipal corporation. The truck comes.
Wow.
It's so nice. So it's like, okay, I'm full now. Please come and take me. and you can see everything on the app, the whole city, all the citizens can see on the app, which dustbin is full. You know, if I'm going, okay, it's bad to put again the waste in this because it's full. I'll see the next dustbin.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Awesome.
Looks like we have to visit Copenhagen now.
All the Nordic countries, not only Copenhagen, Sweden, and Finland, these are very expensive countries, but they have very good waste management system.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What is the one piece of advice, Vedant, which you would like to give the other sustainability professionals that might help them in their careers?
Yeah. No, I just tell one thing that this is a very unexplored market. So even new students who are planning to, you know, enter into climate change or sustainability startups and all. So this is very unexplored market. So this is just the first step. Climate change is coming up. So there are so many challenges to, you know, tackle. There are so many ideas to tackle. What I prefer for the last year students is when you are in third year, everyone have a fourth year project. So even now I went into startups and all, but I still help the students from the fourth year to complete their projects. But what I suggest them to take some project which you can make a business model out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
What
yeah.
They do is they just complete the project. Now it's done. I got the degree. That's fine. But projects are made to be, you know, that can be scalable to a business. That's the main reason for any kind of research project. So say sustainability and any, not only waste, but water, gender equality, health, this is all different. Everything is under different names. So talking overall, the whole, like tackling the whole climate change in next 10 to 15 years is going to be so bad. You have to tackle that problems from now, or it's going to be very worst in upcoming 5 to 10 years, because the way what we are seeing now, and not only talking the business thing, but as in social impact, that it's because the whole world has seen just in one pandemic what COVID has so far done. A lot of people lost their lives, jobs, and you know, money, and so many things. So this is just a start. So this was, I can say, it's a trailer from the climate change. So everyone should be aware with so many things for sustainable. So, you know, for sustaining the next future generations. I'll say.
Amazing. Amazing. I really loved what you said just now. So, Vedant, if you could go back 10 years from now, what would you tell your younger self?
What I should tell myself, like, or the younger...
Yeah, younger self, your younger self, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So now I just tell about the only just one thing, because not only that I'm into waste management, but what Swachh Bharat Abhiyan started before 5 years, if it could have been, you know, started before 15 years, the things would be so different now. Why? People are telling India is still developing. Why people, like other countries, are always criticizing India? No, India is so dirty. Why? This is the reason. Like 15 saal pehle ek system knowledge mein aa jata logo ko waste management and all. People
yeah.
have been so different in, you know, in different countries. Like this is what we debate when I was in UN also, that it's not like that people criticize India. They love India because of culture and a lot of things. Because of what the government has now helped with all the countries who are very bigger than us, and also we are helping them with medicines and all. But talking about, you know, just the proper waste management of the country, like the recycling policies, if this policy could have changed so far, like 15 years before, logo ke mind mein ye aata ki yaar ye nahi hona chahiye tha. Aaj bahut cheez alag hoti. We are just, you know, we are still cleaning our landfills, which is 30 years old, 20 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
What waste is coming now, we'll be cleaning after 15 years. So slow,
yeah.
Where we are going to be, I don't know.
That's sad.
So this is the thing. And, yeah.
Exactly.
I couldn't change.
Vedant, I also found out that you have some amazing volunteership experience. So would you like to tell our listeners about it in really quick?
I'll just like to brief in short. We have an NGO in Mumbai, Swachhalay. We have like team of 150 to 200 people. Every Sundays we do awareness programs for plastic waste. We did a lot of cleanups, and the biggest event what we did was Global Citizen when Coldplay. It's people like the Coldplay. After the concert was done, it was the 80,000 people on the ground. The next day we were the people who were cleaning the garbage, the whole MMR day, because it was 80,000 people ka waste. Just imagine that waste.
Oh, okay.
More activities what we do is that we go to each and every toilets in BMC, each and every toilets in slums. We consult them to BMC that why this is not good, why. So this is all lot of projects we do under green revolution, you can say. Toilets, sanitation, water, waste.
Nice.
And this was like appreciated by the Prime Minister, and he's supporting us. So he's been mentored by two people. One of them is Ms. Poonam Mahajan, who is a member of Parliament of Bandra, and Prime Minister himself. He mentored us for to give new and new ideas. Government is open to take ideas now, really open. They involve youth to draft the policy now.
Cool.
I think Pratik also has a volunteering experience, right?
Yes, you're right. So I like volunteering too. Like while I was in India, I used to volunteer for an NGO called the Robin Hood Army. This NGO aims on feeding the hungry citizens and teaching the underprivileged kids so that they can make up their way to the schools. And it was such a surreal experience in itself. And I feel everyone should volunteer at some point in their life. It helps you to connect with the community. It makes their lives better and also leads to developing a good personality of yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel it's a win-win situation for the community and the volunteers.
If for the all your young listeners who are still in college and all, that if you're planning to for masters, this is the first thing a university sees in your application. It's not about your marks and what you've done, but what are the volunteer activities you have been involved in. So it's very important in your life. And it sikhata ek bande ko, like how to move forward in your life.
Yeah.
Actually,
I agree with that.
That was an insightful conversation. So to sum up, these are the few things that we got to learn from this session, that whatever the youth has to do in their college years, जो भी कर रहे हैं वो लोग तो वो एकदम सोच समझ के करें. अगर सस्टेनेबिलिटी बैकग्राउंड सस्टेनेबिलिटी में करियर करना चाहते हैं तो दे हैव टू इनरोल इन सच कम्युनिटीज और इन सच ऑर्गेनाइजेशन वेयर दे उनको सीखने आना चाहिए वहां से कुछ. तो ये मुझे काफी अच्छा लगा था पॉइंट.
Yes, very well said, Pratiksha. And now I would like to take a moment here and thank you, Vedant, for taking the time out and doing this interview with us. I personally enjoyed this conversation, and I'm highly certain that our listeners will like it too.
Thanks a lot, guys, for inviting to the Sustainability 101 podcast. It was really nice, having a lot of conversation. I could, just because of time constraint, we cannot move it, but I could talk a lot. This takes days to talk about sustainability.
This is such a broad topic. It cannot be summed up in like 30 minutes or something. Yeah. So lastly, hope you guys enjoy the conversation. Do write to us on sustainability101podcast@gmail.com with your feedback. We would love to hear from you. You can also find us on Instagram as _sustainability101 to stay updated about our upcoming podcast and tips towards a sustainable living.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram. We are on LinkedIn too. And let us know who you would like us to have as our next guest. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, wear a mask.
And sustainable, bye. And act responsible. Bye, guys.
Act responsible. Vedant, would you like to add something over here?
I'm looking forward to, for hearing your another episodes with some different new people who is really knowledgeable in this sustainability field. I really look forward to that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye.